It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. On the phone with us today, Dr. Nathan Mueller. He's a water and cropping systems educator with Nebraska Extension to get an update on how the wheat crop is performing in the state. So let's start there. Wheat conditions across Nebraska, a lot better than they were last year. What's the update?
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. I'm here in Cover Saline, Jefferson, Gage County. So really connected with wheat conditions in southeast Nebraska and the eastern third of state as a whole, which has about 40,000 acres of wheat in the eastern three crop reporting districts. But yeah, from a year ago, wow, the wheat looks so much better. Last year we dealt with both the combination of drought and winter kill and a lot of abandoned acres and even the people that kept the wheat. I think Saline County came in the lowest wheat yielding county last year. So that's not a record I like being here. But yeah, I was out this week looking at wheat conditions and we did deal with a little bit of wheat streak mosaic virus. So we did lose some acres there and switched over to corn. And that's just kind of a learning curve for people that were new to wheat or who have grown wheat and just kind of forgot about that issue of that green bridge and volunteer wheat next to new wheat. So I know that's been pretty prevalent across all the south half of the state. Stephen Wagulo has been out and about, our small grains plant pathologist. And so that was probably our biggest early season disease challenge. And a virus, once you have that, there's not much you can, to do to fix that. But locally, with all the rain we've had, the wheat crop really looks good. It's probably a little shorter than normal just because it was dry in March and early April. And then we've just really had all the rain that we've needed. And now we're switching to where we weren't too worried about fungal diseases, and now we have stripe rust really across the bottom tier of counties east to west in Nebraska, and we are kind of tracking stripe rust across the state. We haven't identified leaf rust yet, but stripe rust is kind of a cool season, high moisture thing, and it's really actually gone from not much of an issue to really started to ramp up and spread, at least on fields here in Saline, Jefferson, and Gage County, probably the past 5 days.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are visiting with Dr. Nathan Mueller. He's a water and cropping systems educator with Nebraska Extension. Another thing you guys are managing across the state, monitoring across the state, is Fusarium head blight. And share with us an update on that disease. I guess it's a fungus, actually. What are you seeing across the state and how do people manage that?
Yeah, so Fusarium head blight is unique. It's a fungal pathogen that also affects other grass species like corn. So if you are next to corn stalks or planted wheat after corn, there's more risk than if you planted after soybeans, but there's obviously still a risk if we have the wetness and humidity. And so that disease infects the wheat plant at flowering only. So as soon as we start getting those yellow anthers kicked out here and we're starting to flower here in southeast Nebraska, that's when that fungal pathogen gets into the head and causes a disease called Fusarium head blight or head scab or scab, number of issues. And then it can cause Fusarium damaged kernels as well as can produce a mycotoxin or DON that they do check for at the elevator. And in fact, DON, vomitoxin's high enough, you could either get docked or your load, they rejected and they wouldn't take it. So not to mention the potential yield loss. So what we really want, we have an article coming out in Crop Watch that's going to go over kind of three takeaways. Can we control stripe rust and Fusarium head blight with fungicides at the same time here at flowering? Because they're kind of occurring simultaneously this year. The answer is yes. We really need to understand the wheat growth stages because it's important when we spray that fungicide, we need to spray at about when 15% of the heads are flowering, and then we have about 6 days after that. So you really have to understand kind of the FEEX growth stage, and there's a numbering and growth stage system. We have a link that's in there to a great staging and picture model from Wisconsin. And then it's really there's a number of six products that are labeled for Fusarium head blight suppression. We can't eliminate it with a fungicide or even with variety selection or cultivar resistance, but those two things in combination, we can really suppress that disease when the risk is high. And for southeast Nebraska, looking at the current risk map is kind of the highest area currently for risk, but even last year, wheat producers in the panhandle dealt with that disease just because of the rain that they had in that part of the state.
Absolutely. Best way to reach out to you. What is it?
Yeah. So the best way to reach out to me first is my email. It's nathan.mueller@unl.edu. You can also call me on my work cell phone number, which is 402-821-1722.
All right, that's my guest again, Nathan Mueller, a water and cropping systems educator with Nebraska Extension, joining us with an update on all things happening in Nebraska's wheat crop. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica for the Rural Radio Network.